Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVlantis. We've got Stephanie O'Day on the phone. She's a certified life coach, and she's also a New York Times best-selling author, written 10 books, including How to Live Slowly, Peaceful Tranquility in a Frenzied World, and the host of the Slow Living podcast. How are you today, Stephanie?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So do you feel stressed, or are you able to follow everything you write about?
Is it bad that I still have slippers on and I just am getting up from a nap?
That works.
You know, it's really interesting. And I think the pandemic showed us a lot of what's important and that it's okay to say no. And so just because things are easing up, it doesn't mean you need to go back to the olden days where you were saying yes and making people you don't even necessarily like happy. So focus on you. Focus on the people that really matter and not the things and not saying yes to things if they don't really feed your soul.
You know, it's so funny because my sister sent me a text last night. I sent her to Costco to get 15 big, huge Bakers that I usually, you know, butter, salt, bake. Then I scoop them out and then I make a twice baked potato and then I put them in again. And it's about a 3.5 hour process. But everybody's like, I love those so much. And she said to me last night in a text, do you want me just to do it? And I sat there and thought, no, I don't want you to do it. That's like one of my favorite. And then I thought, no, I do. Go ahead. I will give this to you today. Yes, you can make the potatoes for Christmas. And it
well,
felt good.
Then I hope you dry yourself a bubble bath with those 3 hours that you just got back.
You would hope, but you know, there's too much to do on the list. So what do you say to people who are frenzied or people who have small children and are up till 3 Christmas morning wrapping presents and you know better to not put it off, but sometimes life just doesn't let you get those tasks accomplished.
It's true. And we're sort of now nearing the end of the rope. So if you do have a 3 a.m. wrapping session ahead of you, just try and put on your big girl smile and make the memories and put on the music and have the cocoa and light the candles, because right now we are kind of in crunch zone. And so do the things that matter the absolute most to you. But if the cookies don't get made and Santa has Oreos, it's going to be okay. It's not that big of a deal.
That's why she's a good life coach, a certified life coach. This is Stephanie O'Day. She's got a background in childhood psychology and development. And are we bad at time management? I mean, how can we be more efficient with the things that we just need to get done?
Probably. We're probably very bad at time management.
It just seems like there's so much coming at us.
You know, it really is. And it's okay to acknowledge it and have a little bit of humor, because really the only person you need to compare yourself to is you of last year or you of yesterday. So stop scrolling Instagram and stop looking at the show-offs down the street with their light display. You do you, and you do what makes the most memories and makes the most sense. And especially when you have little kids in the house, it's the fun stuff that matters. It's all of a sudden, you know what? We can't go play out in the snow right now, but we can make snow in the kitchen sink. Let's get out the shaving cream and just fill it up. And that is fun. And that's the stuff that they're going to remember.
I decided that it's okay to make Christmas cookies after Christmas.
Yes.
Instead of people who make
Boxing Day is a thing.
That's
absolutely
right. And you can consume them on New Year's Eve as well.
You can. So, absolutely. So that's the thing, is the rules are really kind of made for the marketers and for the people who are trying to sell stuff and people who are trying to make you feel bad. So this new shiny thing and that new fancy bling is going to make you happy. But really, the happiness comes from within. And it's so hokey and it's so cliche. But if you unplug and really just soak in the thoughts and the smells and the memories right here and right now, you will truly be a lot happier than you would be otherwise.
I think my blood pressure just went down 2 points just listening to you say that. Tell me about how we manage, we've got about a minute left, how we manage those difficult conversations with people around the holidays when it comes to vaccines.
You know, because
what do you say? I mean, there is a run, Stephanie, on tests in Chicago. You cannot get an at-home test just about anywhere in Chicago. Walgreens came out and said, we're going to limit the purchase to 4, CVS to 5. And so some people are like, well, you're not coming to my house unless you get a test. Well, now you can't
even get
a test. So
I know. So I don't have the perfect answer, and I would be lying to you if I pretended to. So I think it's really a matter of listening to your intuition and your gut. If your gut tells you, this is what we're going to do, this is the decision I've made, and owning it, then going for it. But if you're questioning yourself, if you're questioning the decision you made of a few days ago, just go within and don't take advice from the lady down the street or some stranger on the internet. Just decide what makes sense to you and your own family and leave it like that.
Because if you follow your heart, the anxiety will hopefully disappear, right?
Yeah. And you know, I certainly do not have all the answers. We have lots of arms and legs in our family, and our plans are changing here and there. Flights are being canceled. It's a really big thing. And the only thing I can then tell my children is, hey, guess what? The holiday season is extended. All of a sudden, my 20-year-old cannot go back to college, so I get to keep her another week, which is great.
I had that conversation with my 20-year-old last night. StephanieOday.com. That's Stephanie, and the name O'Day is ODEA.com. Thank you so much. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I'm so thankful that you joined the show.
Thank you, Lisa.